Good morning. How good it is to gather together in a spirit of worship this morning. It's already the first Sunday of August. It's so hard to believe, and yet how good it is to be right where we are gathered together. I want to extend a special welcome to everyone, of course, but especially those who might be visiting with us, and in particular those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, welcome. There's a card to fill out in front of you in the pew, and we ask that you either leave that on the pew with when you leave, or take it to the back and place it in the basket to the right of the door as you go. I trust that you know that no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. I do have a few announcements to share about some upcoming events. The first one is happening right after church this morning, and one of our educators put in an announcement in the book that says, "Thank you to everyone for making our VBS so successful. The many people who helped with Garden of Health and Hope Farms truly have brought joy and nourishment to our community. Please come join us for fellowship after church to celebrate 100 years of VBS, growing our faith here at St. John's." So after the service, head downstairs to fellowship that's sponsored by our Board of Educators as we celebrate the legacy of 100 years of VBS, 100 years of planting seeds and growing in faith here at St. John's. There is another Garden of Health volunteer opportunity, not with our VBS program, but just as St. John's continues to build a relationship with this wonderful community garden, and that is happening on Wednesday, August 16th from 9 to 12. So if morning is your thing and you want to garden from 9 to 12 on that Wednesday, please join. It's a wonderful time and a wonderful thing to see and experience. So. And our final announcement is about Lansdale Founders Day, which is happening on Saturday, August 26th. Two things to be aware of on that day. At 10 o'clock, there will be a ceremony at the Historical Society, during which Reverend Sue will be awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award through the community. So that's happening at 10 o'clock. Then at 11 o'clock, from 11 to 3, St. John's will be offering tours of our sanctuary and our stained glass windows. So I have an announcement here that we are looking for people interested in helping to give tours of our stained glass windows on August 26th from 11 to 3 for Founders Day. We will provide information needed about the windows, and we are also in need of a few people to help with security and kind of people moving and directing as well. So if you are interested in being a part of that, please contact Margie Jewell. I have her number up here if you would like to contact her. She's also here this morning somewhere, or she was at least, or Mark Bruin, or you can contact the church office and we will hook you up. Oh, here she is. I was just reading your announcement, and I said, "Margie's here, I just don't see her, but she's here." Or contact the church office or Mark Bruin, and we will get you hooked up to that. So an exciting event to bring some people into our space. I hear all the time people are like, "I've always wondered what it looked like in there." So it's a wonderful opportunity to quite literally open our doors and invite people in. So that is happening on August 26th. I believe those are all of the announcements this morning. So I want to invite you, as always, to do one of the most important things we do together on a Sunday morning, I think, and that is to take a deep and slow breath. As we very intentionally inhale and take in God's Spirit that is around us, that fills each one of us as we worship, as we take a moment to exhale and set aside all of the things that filled our week, all the things that fill our hearts and minds, all the things that will fill the rest of our day, so that we can be fully present in this time and in this place and with these people as we focus our hearts and our minds and lift our voices to worship this morning. invite you to join me in our responsive call to worship. We gather here in anticipation, seeking an encounter with our holy God, who comes among us when we least expect it, who invites us to wrestle with our questions and doubts, who richly blesses us and calls us each by name. May we meet God in this place at this time. Let us worship God together. I invite you to join me as together we confess our sins by praying our prayer of confession. Let us pray. Loving God, the story of Jacob shows your willingness to enter into the messiness of our human struggles, into fractured relationships and unreconciled situations with people we care about. Yet we confess that too often we hold on because we do not want to loosen our grip on our pride, our possessions, our comfort, and our grudges. We put material things, distractions of all kinds, and hurt between us so that we don't have to meet you face to face and admit that we need your help. We fear that our very lives will be dislocated by your grace and by your call for us to extend that same grace to others. Help us, O God, to wrestle with the conflicting values, the hurt, and the pressures that confront us daily so that we can unclench our hands and open ourselves to the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Only then can we fully embrace others and be fully embraced by you. Amen. Friends, confessing our sins, owning our mistakes, and struggling with our mess-ups is not easy. But God doesn't promise us an easy, wrestle-free life. What God does promise us is that all of our struggles and all of our sins will be met with compassion and with grace. We are forgiven, loved, and set free. Claim these gifts and share them with others as generously as they have been shared with you. Amen. Be seated.
Good morning. This morning we continue our story of Jacob, reading from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 31. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, yet my light is preserved. My life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip.
They were there. But Izzy says, and any of the children who are here are welcome to come forward.
They disappeared.
expect the unexpected, right?
There they are.
There. Good morning. I'm so glad you're all here. So when Pastor Addie and I were talking about that Bible passage, first of all, the thought of wrestling all night made me really, really tired. And Pastor Addie said, I would just say you win because that whole wrestling thing, that doesn't make sense to either one of us. So I thought, well, it's summertime, and I know you guys have been to the beach. Izzy, have you been to the beach? Yeah, so you all have been to the beach. And I know sometimes when we play in the water, sometimes we get, if we're just, we're not looking back at the beach, but we're playing in the water, sometimes we can get carried further away than we realize. And then what do we have to do to get back to the beach? Do we have to work pretty hard? Do we have to, like, try to tug against the wind? Yeah, do we have to do our paddling to get back? Yeah. And it takes us a long time sometimes because we didn't realize that we had gotten further away from the beach. And I got to thinking about that, you know what? The beach is always there. But sometimes we get further away from it, and we have to work harder to get back. And I think that's kind of what Jacob was doing when he was wrestling all night. Because if you remember from last week when we heard about Jacob and all those things he was doing that weren't maybe the best things, he kind of had some making up to do. And I think this wrestling, or just like us having to struggle against the waves to get back to the beach, is kind of what Jacob was doing. So I think it's important for us to remember that just like the beach is always there, God is always there for us too. And we just have to turn and look and remember. All right. So let's say a prayer together, and then we'll say our Lord's Prayer. Thank you, God, for always being there for us and for giving us the beach that we can come back to. And thank you for teaching us the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you so much for that. Absolutely beautiful.